Hi, this is a dictation for Cecily Tillman, C-E-C-I-L-Y, T-I-L-L-M-A-N. Date of birth is 6-7-1990. Date of accident is 10-18-2022. Date of service is 10-18-2022. Sorry, 10-18-2023. Please forgive. The patient is now here. She reports that her pain is still bothering her. She has a lot of pain in the head, which is the occipital region or posterior part of the head, constant pain around 7. While she has neck pain, which is also getting worse, and she reports that this pain is around 6, without radiation to the arm, but some pain is experienced in the right forearm posteriorly, off and on. Middle back and lower back pain is around 7, and right, and the pain in the right knee is reported to the tune of 10, with difficulty in walking upstairs or downstairs. And some pain is reported shooting down to the right leg posteriorly in S1 and S2 dermatome fashion. She reports that she has this pain in the knee because she fell after losing balance due to the headaches and TBI, leading to further issues of the right knee pain. And she believes it is definitely related to car accident. She's requesting a knee brace. She reports her pain level to be 9, and she reports 80-90% improvement in the symptoms. Please review the chart for ADL, for system review, for additional history, substance abuse, compliance history. Physical examination reveals the blood pressure is 115/78, pulses 80, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam is remains the same as from previous visit of 9/21/2023, dictation number 0925-054. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan is to continue the medications for the patient, which include Mobic 7.5 milligram 2 times a day for anti-inflammatory, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation and sleep, Prilosec 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. For pain, she is provided with Percocet 5 milligram once a day. Her opiates are being reduced. She is very highly allergic to codeine, so that is not being provided, and she cannot tolerate Ultram either. Xanax is provided for extreme panic and anxiety, 0.5 milligram PRN. Neurontin is provided 600 milligram twice a day for pain relief and nerve healing. Fluoxetine 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches. Lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. Wellbutrin XR is provided 150 mg for her mood that she has complained. Her maps and labs have been reviewed. She is found to be in compliance. Her MRIs have been reviewed. A recent MRIs are done on her, which are for at M1 imaging by Dr. Y.S. Mohan. She is seeing Dr. Mohan for the lower back pain and neck pain. And she was found to have a C-rings of filled with blood in at the level of C6-7, where there is also a bulging disc. She received one epidural injection. After that, we have not done anymore. She was referred to the neurosurgeon, but no surgery has been contemplated. Currently, she is fit for a sacroiliac joint surgery to help her. MRI of the brain without contrast was completely normal, and these MRIs are done on September 8, 2023. Cervical spine MRI still shows a bulging disc at C5-6 and no major issues. Some C-rings is noticed at C6-7 also. In the lumbar spine, there is a diffuse disc bulge at L4-5 and L5-S1 without any major issues, but at L5-S1 there is a bilateral neuroforamen and narrowing and abutment on abutment A-B-U-T-E-M-E-N-T upon bilateral exiting L5 nerve roots. The thoracic spine was found to be completely normal, and patient has been advised along this new MRIs, and we have provided her a brace for the right knee, and she has been advised to use the topical pain relief gel, ACE bandage, heat, and therapy. She has ordered a physical therapy, continue at 2 times per week, focusing on the right sacroiliac joint, shoulder, on the right occipital area. Patient is also advised to have an injection for occipital nerve block on the left. Patient is advised to have an injection of the right knee intra-articular. Patient is advised to have an injection to lumbar epidural if the pain continues. She was also found to have a possibility of suprascapular nerve treatment, entrapment, suprascapular. As the pain is shooting in the C5-6 dermatome, there is a possibility of this nerve being entrapped. 2 injections are recommended for this. Other than that, no other treatment. She also has an appointment with neurosurgeon, and she is contemplating surgery for SI joint. Thank you. You'll be seen in 30 days.